Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur. How amazing is this? We're continuing our shiur in the topic of Kanaim Pogimbo and Kim Lev Derabimine. So in the first shiur, we saw Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam writes in Isurei Bia, Perikit Beis Halacha Vav, that if the Kanaim weren't Pogebo, somebody who's Baal Aramis, what's the din? The din is, and Basin didn't give him Malchus, the din is that he gets Kares, Alpi Divrei Kabbalah. And we explain that when the Rambam says, Lo Kul Basin, it's mashma whether it's Derech Ishus, if Yisrael Bola Goyim Yisharam was Derech Ishus, then he gets Malchus Men HaTorah. So that's what the Rambam means here when it says, Lo Pogo Bakonayim Velo Kul. And also, if he gets Derech Znus, for which one gets Malchus Maridus de Rabbanon, in both instances, if we didn't give him the Malchus, then on Shema Furish beKabbalah, that he gets Kares. But what do you see from here? You see from the Rambam that he holds that Baal Aramis gets Malchus, even though there's a din of Kanaim Pogimbo, and you would say this Kim Leib de Rabbamine. Nevertheless, he still gets Malchus. So you see that the Rambam holds that there's no Kim Lev Derabimine by Baal Aramis. We want to understand what's Pshat in the Rambam. So we suggested that the Rambam holds that it's not really an Onesh. That's Mutal HaKarkafta de Gavra. Rather, it's just a Rishus Lahargo. It's not a Chalois Chi of Amutal HaLaboel. But him, mitzad atzmo, is not begeder mechuyev misa bidei adam. That's what we wanted to say. We had one shir about that, then we discussed in the previous shir. First shir we discussed the machlokas tin, the Rambam and Tosfos Lechora. In the previous shir we discussed Tosfos, Api Havanas Rabbi Kiva Eiger. And now we're going to try to understand the Rambam. The Rambam is Mefurish Lehefech. That's the way we try to explain it, that there's no Chiyuv Misa Amutal Rekafta Gavra on the person. Rather, the Torah just gave Rishus Lekanaim Lahargo. But we know that that can't be, because the Rambam writes Mefurish Lehefech in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Leisesein Nun Beis, in the Lab of Leises Chatein Bam. The Rambam explains that the Onesh of the over of one who's over on this Lab of Leises Chatein Bam of intermarrying is Mischalik. If it's Bifarhesya, then it's Kanaim Pogimbo. And when they're Pogebo, that's his Onesh. And if Kanaim weren't Pogebo, he's Mechuyev Kares, and before B'divrei Kabbalah, like we saw the Pasuk in the Navi. And if it's Be'edim Ba'asra, then he gets Malchus Midaraisa. So we see in the Rambam, like we saw an earlier shir from the Ramban, that Kanaim Pogimbo is an Onesh Akarkafta de Gavra. Because the Rambam writes, what's the Onesh if somebody's over on this lav? And he says the Onesh is Kanaim Pogimbo. So how can you tell me that the reason we don't say Kim Leib Derabimine is because it's an onesh, it's not an onesh hamutal hakakafta de gavra, it's not an onesh on the person's head, but rather it's just a rishus lahargo, but it's not considered an onesh, where the Rambam says it is an onesh? That's something that we're going to have to deal with. If it is an Onesh, then how can there be Malchus? Now this svar that Kanaim Pogimbo is an Onesh on the Lav of Los Eschatenbom is a Chiddush of the Rambam. That because of losses chatin bam, we saw earlier the Ramban doesn't say it's an onesh and losses chatin bam. That's just in the Rambam. The only question is that the Rambam puts it on losses chatin bam, but we know that the lav of losses chatin bam is only derech chasnus. It's only if they're married or against intermarriage. But the din of kanoim pogin bo is even biznus. And the chi of karis mefurish dibre kabbalah is not only b'derech chitun, it's b'chol bo'ol aramis. So pasha de milsa l'chora, that these onshim aren't in the lav of mesuyam of los eschatin bam, but rather on the etzim znus. It's also muchach like that from the Rambam himself, because the Rambam writes in the Surei Bia, Perikid Beis Halacha Hey, that Abo Abbas Ger Toshev has no din kanayim pogam bo, and the reason is because there's no begida viznus achar basel nechar, and there's no halicha achar avodah zara. That's the problem with going with a goyish woman, following their gods. I saw a picture not so long ago of a famous person. I don't want to say his name, but everybody heard of him. He's a Jewish man, and he's married to a non-Jewish woman, and he was praying in some Buddhist temple or something. So why would a Jewish guy with such a beautiful heritage go to become an Ovid Avodah Zarah, start bowing down to idols? And the answer is because of his wife. That's what she does. That's the Basel Necher, but if she's a Ger Toshev, not that problem. On the other hand, Pash de Milsa is that even a Ger Toshev is a lav los schatin bam. So on one hand, there's no din of Kanoim Pogin bo. On the other hand, in Pashtus Divrei Rambam, it's Mashmah, there is an Isser of los schatin bam with a Ger Toshev. Somebody who doesn't actually convert just accepts upon himself to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs, like the Minchas Chinuch writes in Tov Chav Zayin. So in the Sefer Panim Yafis of the Baal HaFlo in Parshas Veschan, and he learns that in a Ger Toshev there is no such lav of Los Eschatim Bam. But that's a Davar Mechudosh Me'od, that's not Pashtus Divrei Rambam. So we see two things. We see that the lav is on the Chitun, and the Din of Kanoim Pogin bo, and the Chi of Kares are on the Begid of Echila HaKodesh. It says in the Pasuk, Bogda Yehuda, Ki Chilel Yehuda is Kodesh Hashem, Ubal Basel Nechar. So just the Etzem being with a foreign woman is a Begida, it's a being a traitor. It's being Mechalas HaKodesh, Ki Chil Yehuda is Kodesh Hashem. Or Baal Basel Nechar, and there there's a din of Kanoim Pogin bo. And then there's a lav and the chitun. So why then does the Rambam say that the din of Kanoim Pogin bo is a kiyum onesh and the lav of los eschatein? It should be on anything, anytime a person is Baal Basel Nechar, there's an isser. Even if there's no chitun, even if it's a ger toshav, even if it's b'derech znus. The answer is Mavur Midivei Rambam is Sefer HaMitzvos, and the Rambam is Magdir, the lav of Los Eschatin Bam. The Rambam writes, "His Hiranu Mehischatin Bekoifrim." That's what in all the Targumim of the Rambam into Lashon HaKodesh, that's what it says. It's not the censor. So what's Shat His Hiranu Mehischatin Bekoifrim? So from this would appear that the lav itself doesn't have a gather of other lavim of arayis because of the znus and the surei bia, but rather yisoid halav of inyano is the chitun v'chibur la'koifrim. The fact that we're marrying kofrim, connecting to kofrim, like pashtus lashon apasuk, v'lo yisischatein bom, ki yaser is bincha me'acharai, v'avdu aloim acherim. And if so, that's the problem. The problem is the Elohim Acherim. So even though Lo Plug Rachmana and the Torah asks is even a Ger Toshav, like Pashtos, not like Daflo, but Shoyrish Halav V'inyano is Misnif Avodah Zarah. And in this Muchach from a number of places that in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Rimzei HaMitzvos, the Rambam talks about the essence of the Lav, the Mahus, and in the Sefer HaYad, he's Magdir the Maisa. So you're also the geder and the iser in Sefer HaMitzvahs is Shaloshes Chatin B'Koifrim. And also in the Ramazim, Shaloshes Chatin, but the geder, iser HaMasi, is the Bia. Yisrael Shaboal Goya Mishara Umas Derech Ishus. So if you want to define philosophically what the iser is, you go to the Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's the Chitun, it's connecting to them, which is going to bring you to their Avodah Zarah, Lo Aleinu. And then if you want to talk about the Maisa of the Mitzvah, go to the Sefer Yad, and it's being Bo'al Goya Misharu Misderech Ishus. And this is Mefurish Behem Sheikh Divrei Rambam in Surei Bia, Avoin Zaf Al Pishayin Boi Mises Beizdin, Ali Hikal Beinecha. So, what does the Rambam say? That the Yisod HaIsur is Loser Me'achrei Hashem. To go away from Hashem, to be Mo'al B'Hashem. It's a sniff of Avodah Zarah. And therefore, Kanoim Pogimbo constitutes an Onesh and this Lav. Because the Lav and the Onesh are both Mitzada Begida Ve'ami'ila. So, Ger Toshav, this isn't Shayich. Because a Ger Toshav, there's no problem of Avodah Zarah. Ger Toshav is not Ovid Avodah Zarah. So mitzad the iser hamaasi, the Torah was mechalek. It applies to ger toshav as well. But the onesh of kanoim pogenbo we don't have by ger toshav. Why? Because kanoim pogenbo is coming for the yisod haiser. What's the yisod haiser? The yisod haiser is begid and meila. And that applies to a geisha woman. If a person's with an erva, the guy's with his aunt, so then the kid's a mamzer. It's terrible, but he's still Jewish. But minakusis, no. The kid's going to be a guy. How terrible is that? 70% intermarriage. Horrible, horrible, horrible. So, the Rambam is telling us that the din of Kanoim Pogimbo, that the din of Kanoim Pogimbo is an onesh for going away from Hashem. And that's the Isser of Los Eschatin Bom. It's one and the same. And therefore it applies to any Baal Aramis. There's always going to be a Begida Bashem. Not only Derech Hasnas. And it would appear that we can explain the Makor of the Rambam for this Yisod, that the Rambam writes later, Palach Yud, that a Goya, that's Nev'eles, Li Yisrael, Ne'areges, why? V'nei Shebal Yisrael takol al Yodea kebehema, but there was a Mefurish Betara, Shenemar, Hein Heina, Hayul v'nei Yisrael, Bedvar Bilam, Chol Isha Yada, Yadas, Ish, the Mishkav Zohar, Haragu. So what does the Rambam mean? The Rambam is shtelling tzu between a woman, the guy that's Nevelis, that's killed, to what it says about a behema, that also, if it's a kalabal yada, if the behema is nearby, al yaday adam, the behema also gets skila because basad ba takala al yada. So this woman also, she was a takala. So in the Mela, she also receives capital punishment. That's the Rambam's Chiddush. The Magid Mishnah says he doesn't find a makor for this. The Rechon Fishel Perla writes in Chelek Onshin, Samaches, he says there's a makor in the Psik de Zutrusa, in Pinchos, that's Mavur Lahedjia. Like the Rambam writes, that it's because there's a takala here, through this Goyim. And in the Asagas HaRamach, he asks, it's not considered a takala unless the bow is mischay of misa ba'isa avam, like a rovea, but here there's no chi of misa bidei adam. And his Talmud answered there in a note that bo'al haramis, there is a chi of misa, kanaim pogumbo, therefore it's considered a takala, and that's matim with shitas harambam. That kanaim pogumbo is like misa, it's a chi of misa, like the Ramban. The Rambam brings a makor from the pasuk by Melchemes Midyan that they were commanded la'arog anoshim b'nei shehayu takala b'dvar bilam, and therefore the women were takala, they were also killed. People ask, why didn't he bring a raya from Pinchas haragam se'isha? He also killed the woman. So one answer given is that she's also included in the din of Kanaim Pogimbo, because it was Beferhesim B'Shas Maisa. But here that it wasn't Beferhesim B'Shas Maisa, so the women who were Machshel Klal Yisrael got it afterwards. And the Rambam says, why did they get it? Why were they killed? What did they do wrong? Answer is, they were a Takala. So the Ramach asked, what's the raya? There it says, Hein Hein Elibnei Sobat Varbilam Limo Malbashem Al Dvar Por. In other words, what's the problem here? The Avodah Zarah. They were getting it out to the Avodah Zarah, not out to the Arayas. What's the Mal? It says in the Gemara in Me'ili, Yudches, Ein Mila Lashinui. Vomer Vayimalu Belokeb Oseim, Vayiznu Achorei Elohei Ameyaretz. The problem is the Avodah Zarah. So the answer is, when the Rambam learns that what's the Mal Bashem? The Mal Bashem is the Chet of Bo'al Aramis. Because the Chet of Bo'al Aramis is Midin Avodah Zarah, it's Mishum Lesad Avodah Zarah. Coming close to Avodah Zarah, you're marrying Avodah Zarah. Like it says in the Gemara, Kol HaBa'al HaGoya Kilo Mischatim B'Avodas Kochovim. The Baal Bas El Nechor V'chipash Yesh Lo Leil Nechor El Zeh Baal HaGoya. How does an El Nechor, how does a foreign god have a child, have a daughter? And the answer is, this is somebody who's Baal HaGoya. That's Baal Bas El Nechor. She's the daughter of a foreign god. So the Rambam is learning that that's the that this Mal Bashem is the Avodah Zarah of being with a Goyisha woman. That's also a Din Avodah Zarah. So it's also Meduyik in the Lashon of the Rambam. Rambam says V'derv Zegorim Lidavik Ba'akum Lashon Me'achorei Hashem V'Limol Bo. Also mashma like that in Rashi. On this pasuk of Limsor Mal Bashem, what's this Mal? He says Chet of Bo'al Aramis. So we have a makor of the Rambam that the Yisod of Isser Bo'al Aramis is Snif Miyisr of Avodah Zarah. That's how we learned from the Psukim. And the pasuk in Malachi also, where you learn Onish Kares, it also says the Chet of Bediga V'chilak Kodesh Hashem. Their Chil HaKodesh is the Me'ilah of Parshas Matos. Bagda Yehuda V'toy V'nesta B'Yisrael Yerushalayim Ki Chil Yehuda Kodesh Hashem Asher Oiv U'Bal Basel Necher Yachreitz Hashem Lishar Yaseh. So you see again that this is this inyan of Chil HaKodesh. That's the Me'ilah that's going after the Goyisha woman, which is really going after the Goyisha God. So now, again, we get back to our original kasha. Our original kasha was, how does the Rambam write that a Bo'al Aramis loke? L'shitaso, there's a chiyuv misa. There's a kiyum onesh. And this lav of being with the Goyisha woman. So how do you get Misa and Malkus? Kimle b'derabim mine. That's our kasha. So Mirtz Hashem, Hashem yitain et hakoch v'et hamoach. I hope that in the next year we will answer this question, and Hashem should give us life and health. We should be zocha lilmod ulamid lishma v'las l'kaim z'kol divrei salmat arosu v'havo. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.